Thus, all seemed well at 11,500 feet when Flight 96, a DC-10-10, broke through a spotty cloud layer over the Canadian industrial city of Windsor, Ontario. Just 5 minutes had passed since the wide-body jet had lifted off the runway at Michigan's Detroit Municipal Airport at 7:20 p.m. Captain Bryce McCormick took a moment to appreciate the 180-degree view through the expansive, curved window of the cockpit. The gray spires of half a dozen high-rise buildings and an unremarkable cluster of office buildings defined downtown Windsor, which lies on the southern bank of the wide and winding Detroit River. In the fading summer light, McCormick could still see motorboats plying the silvery surface of the choppy river. He had flown southeast out of Detroit many times before, but he never tired of the panoramic view of this corner of the magnificent Great Lakes system. The Detroit River is a natural boundary between the United States and Canada and a visual marker for pilots, and it links Lake St. Clair to the north with Lake Erie to the east, where the plane was headed. The immense and brooding lake, famous for its squalls, got its name from the Iroquoian word Erie for cat, because it is unpredictable. The weather was unseasonably wet and mild for